Thank you and welcome back. All right, how do outside markets, stocks, gold, silver, platinum, oil futures, etc., even the interest rate, how does that affect commodity markets? On AgriTalk yesterday, Tommy Grisafi, Ag Bull Media.
You know, I got in the futures and options business because of silver. I bought some little bars of silver, and I'm finally going to sell them. I have all this silver here. Don't break into my house. It's not that much. But $42, $44 an ounce for silver. It looks like silver is going to take out all-time highs. Gold, I wake up, or last night it was up 20. Then this morning I woke up, it was up 40 or 50. Pulled back a little bit, up 70. I have a couple offers for my own account, up 80 and 90, just in case we hit stops late in the day. To say I know what's going on in gold, I'm not sure, but everyone wants to own it, whoever everyone is, whether that's retail. And to talk about that retail, there is a lot of ways that the retail client was involved in grains. I feel like they've left. It's just pure traders, hedgers, speculators, whatever. But in retail, Bitcoin, micro gold, micro silver, the stock versions of these, there's a lot of ways to play. I mean, you can take any sports game you want and bet it any quarter you want for any combo you want. And they're doing the same thing in the outside markets. One thing I'll note is Bitcoin calmed down. Bitcoin was down a couple thousand a day, and it really looks like that gold Bitcoin, you know, are they both the same? One's physical and one's digital. Bitcoin's taking the lead, and it wants to take out that 4,000 level, and it is new all-time high. So from the trader in me, when I see strength in gold, it gets me excited. But then I look over at crude oil and it's like 63, 64. Without a big energy move, we're going to have a hard time getting these grains up. There's a lot of people who really want to be short, especially on the CTA side. Obviously, we have our natural hedgers, but people speculating on these markets, looking at fundamentals, say, we don't have China buying anything. Let's sell this thing in the harvest. And if you look at the basis, which you do, and a lot of your listeners are the basis, right? Everyone, all these farmers you talk to and all the great analysts you talk to, you see these basis anywhere from $2 under to, I had a farmer tell me the other day he could sell beans 40 cents under. I said, you better jump on that.
Yeah.
And it used to be that we were 1040 beans and you get $10, but the math isn't math in today. The big, big bearish move, it happened. It happened in the basis. It happened in the cash market. It didn't happen in the futures. It's starting to. Okay. And we know cash markets do lead all things. But in this case, are you talking about the cash market along the Ohio River? Are you talking the cash market down the Gulf, the Mississippi River, or are you talking the PNW? Because those are four different points. And when you talk to great cash traders, they're always talking about different parts of the country, east versus west being the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. And then where are we doing business? There are people buying some soybeans, just not our friends from China. But we're going to get those beans harvested and we're going to throw them in bags. We're going to throw them in bins. North Dakota in particular lost over 100 million bushels of space on those storms this summer, several tornadoes. Hey, when you see Reed Timmer up in North Dakota, you know you got a problem, right? And they did that back-to-back weekends. They had the tornado chasers up there. And fortunately, there wasn't many lives lost. We did lose lives up there. But for how bad those storms were, it was more of a monetary problem with those bins. Now, amazingly, those beans were short enough when all that stuff happened that they recovered from that, assuming there wasn't hail. So I'm starting to get good reports of beans in North Dakota, South Dakota. I did a meeting up in Minnesota. I'll tell you what, in parts of Minnesota, now you could talk about it from the crop tour, there are counties in Minnesota with some really good corn and bean yields. And even with stinky prices, they're okay with it. When you have a record, what they're upset about is they're going to have a record crop in some things and break even or lose a little money. So they're really, everyone's waiting for these government payments. And every word Rollins says, we're at the end of our seats here.
Some thoughts on the grains and the outside markets from Tommy Grisafi, Ag Bull Media, on AgriTalk yesterday. All right, one more break. We'll be right back. This is Inside Agriculture, brought to you by Stout Miller in Valley City.